And another thought came to me, this is perhaps a final thought, a sort of aphoristic thought. Some of you will be familiar with the talks I gave on the Vimalakirti Niradesha. And you may remember there's a chapter there on non-duality. Rather favourite topic, perhaps, with some people. But it has a very direct, one might say, ethical application. At least that's an application I'm going to give it. One could say, as I said with regard to different pairs of opposites in the particular talk I gave on that chapter, well, you have A and you have B. You have this and you have that. You have a pair of opposites. So you have very, very much. We all are in the midst of this sort of experience. One has self and other. You and me. But what is the entrance, what is the door here to non-duality? The door to non-duality here, I would say, is imagination. The vertical imagination about which I've been speaking. If we have this imagination, even in some degree, then we shall be more able to live ethically, more able to put into practice the teachings that Nagarjuna gives us in living ethically.